This is Dr. Phillips dictating a discharge summary on Grace Peters. Admission date 113-01, discharge date 130-01. Reason for admission, this patient is a 74-year-old female admitted with shortness of breath, fatigue, fluid retention, and probable CHF. Past medical history, see chart. Pertinent physical, blood pressure 199 over 105, pulse 110, respirations 20. The patient appeared to be somewhat Cushingoid. Lung showed wet crackles one-third of the way up. Heart exam, grade 1 over 6 systolic, murmur at the left sternal border. Extremity exam showed 2 plus edema of the knees. Neuro exam showed the patient to have normal sensory exam. Cranial nerves were intact. The patient was noted to have significant increasing forgetfulness. Hospital course. The patient was admitted to the medical floor and placed on congestive heart failure protocol. Echocardiogram was obtained. CAT scan of the chest was obtained. Urines were obtained for cortisol. She was placed on home meds. Anemia was monitored. Abdomen was checked. CT scan was checked. The patient had slow improvement during her hospital course. She had PFTs done. She was seen by Dr. Brown, who recommended various inhalers and the use of prednisone. HOMO2 was set up at the time of discharge on 130. She improved slowly during the hospital course, but was noted to still have a significant number of medical problems, which were fairly stabilized. Lab, CBC revealed a hemoglobin of 10.1, sed rate 67, retic count 1.5, urine showed 9 white cells per high-powered field, asymptomatic, electrolytes normal, creatinine 1.5, BUN 29, calcium 10.4, ABG 7.47, PCO2 34, PO2 61, TSH normal, free T4 normal, ferritin low normal at 18, folic acid and B12 normal. Stools were guaiac negative, rheumatoid factor was positive, RA was positive at 1 to 160, 24-hour urine cortisol levels were normal. CT scan of the chest showed diffuse lung interstitial abnormalities representing fibrotic changes and edema. Large hiatal hernia was noted. 3-centimeter abdominal aneurysm was noted infrarenally, otherwise unremarkable. Head CT showed moderate atrophy, central white matter, small vessel disease, no acute changes. Echocardiogram showed left ventricular motion to be normal and structures to be within normal limits. Ejection fraction 55%. Pulmonary function test showed small airway lung disease. Discharge disposition, stable. Follow up with Dr. Phillips in 1 week. We'll monitor labs. Activity will slowly increase. She will be sent home with HOME O2 to use at night and PRN during the day. Medications on discharge. Premarin for menopause, 0.65 milligrams. Diavan, 80 milligrams TID for hypertension. Blood pressure was noted to be 128 over 74 on discharge. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams BID for hypertension. Theragran M daily. KDER 20 milliequivalents TID, Lasix 40 milligrams BID for CHF, Tenormin 50 milligrams daily for hypertension, Cerevent inhaler 2 puffs BID, Atrovent inhaler 3 puffs TID, Flovent inhaler 220, 2 puffs BID, prednisone to be weaned off over the next 10 to 14 days, Zantac 150 milligram BID for the GERD. Final diagnosis, exacerbation of COPD. Number 2, interstitial fibrosis, intrinsic lung disease. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, anemia, probably of chronic disease. 5, mild azotemia. 6, mild congestive heart failure resolved. 7, small airway lung disease. 8, intermittent left bundle branch block on Holter monitor. Number 9, large hiatal hernia. Number 10, 3-centimeter abdominal aortic aneurysm. Asymptomatic infrarenally. Number 11, normal cortisol test. 12, positive rheumatoid factor, 1 to 160. 13 is mild hypercalcemia to monitor as an outpatient. End.